Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin with your hosts, Don McCauley and Danielle Hampson.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Darden North. And Darden is the author of Wiggle Room. It's a very candid look at the nuances of practicing medicine in the United States, especially when romance becomes a complicating factor, and the complications of practicing medicine in a war zone. A native of the Mississippi Delta, Dr. Darden North is a board-certified physician in obstetrics and gynecology. He's written three previous novels, Fresh Frozen, House Call, and Points of Origin, which received the National Ippy Award Southern Fiction category. He lives in Jackson, Mississippi. Darden, how are you?
I'm great, Don. Thank you.
Let's start with a big question. Tell us about this book, please.
My goal with Wiggle Room, Don, was to describe a tense and terrifying situation and make a really contemporary thriller that was all set against the backdrop of the Iraq War at its height in 2006 and the Deep South here in Mississippi. My goal was to make some characters that really came alive in each reader's mind, make those characters so conflicted that they still sounded believable.
Now, who did you write this book for specifically?
I wrote it for every mystery and suspense thriller reader out there that really looks for a book that is different in a way because it takes them to a place that they're not used to reading about. In my instance, we certainly have had war books and books about the Middle East and Iraq, but we don't have books that take someone from Iraq down to Mississippi. That's sort of different. So I wanted somebody looking for a different type of mystery and suspense novel, and also someone that reads a lot and likes to get into a book that they really have a hard time putting down.
Now, would you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that runs throughout the book?
I explored something that a lot of people don't see or don't think about, but there are a lot of non-medical forces at work for a physician who's providing medical care in a war zone. And that physician is placed in a situation where he or she is having to care for civilian people as well, people that may have actually been working against the GIs that they are predominantly there for, placed there to care for. And that can be a real emotional, conflicting thing for those physicians out there in a war zone. And then when they come back to the United States, they're back into a situation where I don't think a lot of the population sees, and that's that there are a lot of nuances of practicing medicine in the United States as far as competition between different practices, the competition between male and female physicians, a lot of professional and social interaction that goes on between those physicians, and how those physicians have problems dealing with their family life. And I was able to fictionalize the situations for my principal characters in a way that made them have conflict between each other as well as within themselves.
If you could compare this work with something out there we might be familiar with, a book, an author, a movie, what would you choose and why?
I actually, Don, do not know of another storyline out there that's really quite similar to Wiggle Room. That's why I really was so excited about writing it, because I really feel like the plot I set into motion as well as the climax and the suspense is really unique. But I do feel like I write in the vein of my friend Robert Dagoni or James Patterson, another physician, D.P. Lyle, and Peter James, who is United Kingdom author. And then I like to mix a little Southern writer Carolyn Haynes into the mix. So I feel like that those are the people that I really feel like I can compare myself to.
So why would a board-certified obstetrician write a novel about a terrorist who wants revenge against his doctor?
I've had a lot of other people ask me that, but, you know, why not? Why wouldn't a physician do that? I've had 24 years of education, and the 27 years of medical practice have not smothered my creativity at all. I sometimes, in my mind, sort of get a larger-than-life attitude about being able to see things out there and have a great imagination. So I really worked on Wiggle Room, my fourth novel, in having as unique a storyline as possible. My terrorist, Zarif Amara, is no stereotype. He's just not your stereotypical terrorist. We all read about terrorists in the newspaper and see, you know, plenty on television. But this guy, Zarif Amara's first attempt to go solo against the United States in Iraq literally blows up in his face. So the unique story that I've got there is that he's looking for someone to blame for his failure as a martyr. And in my story, in this story in Wiggle Room, a reader will see that a doctor saves a man's life, and then that man now wants to kill him.
Now, considering the bombings we just had in Boston, your novel portrays a situation where the U.S. indirectly funds an act of terrorism through its financial support of the education of an Iraqi student. Has that coincidence sparked any reader controversy at all?
Well, the book has been out for just under a month, and I haven't had a reader actually come up and talk to me about that. And that was a coincidence, obviously. When the Iraqi student, and this may be what happened in Boston as well, when the Iraqi student in my novel wakes up, regains his consciousness, he basically, you know, considers his options. He realizes his plans have gone awry. And he thinks about this ticket back to the United States that he had earned from his studies in Iraq, giving him a six-month study period or work study in a university in Georgia. And he starts thinking about that benevolence that we see as benevolence from the United States would be literally his ticket to America, his way to, you know, get revenge against the doctor who saved his life. And, you know, I don't think that readers, and in fact, when people think about what went on in Boston, readers aren't surprised that a criminal would take advantage of benevolence. You know, they wouldn't be surprised at all that somebody would take advantage of the United States. It happens all the time. Zarif Amara, the antagonist in Wiggle Room, the Iraqi terrorist, he's deranged. You know, the reader knows he's deranged. We as Americans know those guys in Boston were deranged, and they were bent on revenge, and my character in Wiggle Room is bent on revenge. But it's funny, I've had readers tell me that even though they despised him and certainly didn't agree with what he was doing, they actually grew to like my terrorist, you know, they read through the novel.
Dr. Diana Bratton, the female protagonist in the book, is a really strong character. Do you think that readers are looking for stronger female characters in novels?
I'm sure they are. I think even men readers are looking for strong female characters. The male protagonist, Brad Cummins, actually shows himself as an antihero. And by that I mean he is a principal character who's flawed and might actually disturb the reader with his weaknesses. He decides not to push the police for more answers about the murder of his twin brother. And actually, when his fiance is no longer in the picture, he sort of moves on pretty quick. Diana Bratton, his new female associate in the practice who was actually hired by the deceased twin brother, looks at him and just really cannot understand why he takes his stance. And if it were not for her, the story would never be able to come to fruition. We wouldn't find out what was going on because she took a hard look. She takes a hard look at herself and a hard look at Brad. And Diana Bratton actually decides that she's smarter than Brad and she's smarter than the police. And I think the readers will probably agree with her. And I had a really good time writing Diana Bratton.
After the opening scenes in Iraq, the setting changes to Mississippi and the Deep South. Is the setting crucial to this story?
Well, you know, Don, the first thing my wife Sally said when I told her about the plot of Wiggle Room in the opening scenes was that I can almost hear her say it now, nobody wants to read a war story, or that everyone is tired of hearing about war and terrorism. But I started writing the novel in 2006, and that was at the height of the Iraq War. And like I said before, my take was going to be a little bit different on what might be going on in a terrorist mind, and it was different from what I've been hearing about in the news. Of course, I wanted to bring the story back to my home state because I like to write about the contemporary South. When I write, I'm not writing with an agenda, no social agenda. I do like to show some professionalism that we have here in the South. And while I have no military background, I did have to do a lot of research into what military life would be like in Iraq, and I did enjoy doing that. I needed some relief, so I needed to write about a place I knew a lot about. Of course, that would be Mississippi and its people, and it's easy for me. And I really do like to portray the South in a favorable light. For instance, when I think they'd taken the banner down, but for several years ago, when you would drive and exit the Jackson Airport, you would see a sign that bragged, some banners that bragged about all the famous Mississippi authors like William Faulkner, Eudora Welty, John Grisham. Darden North wasn't there. He's not wasn't listed there yet. Underneath this banner bragging about the authors, it said that we have all these literary greats, but we also wear shoes. And I just thought that was a poor joke.
Now, this book is described as a medical thriller. How does it differ from, say, Robin Cook or Michael Crichton or Patricia Cornwell?
The term medical thriller, I think, gets used because the settings and the professions of the characters are medical, but it's not about a deadly virus or bacteria or a genetic experiment that's gone bad like you might see in one of the other novels you just mentioned. I don't want the medical thriller to scare people away. It's just basically the same vein in that the characters are medical, but it's beyond that.
Was there any type of personal experience that motivated you to write this book?
I was at a book signing in another state when a man came up and said his son had been an ear, nose, and throat doctor over in Iraq and was emotionally disturbed by having to treat Iraqis as well as his GIs because he felt like the Iraqi civilians may have hurt the GIs. And I thought that was such an interesting concept. I'd never thought about that. And that I fit that basically started the whole plot for Wiggle Room.
In your opinion, who should buy this book?
My book appeals, all my writing appeals to both men and women. I actually have been told that I do women well, and that's not just because I'm a gynecologist, but I like to, I think probably when it's geared a little bit more toward women than men, certainly age 16 and up. Anybody that likes a very fast-paced novel where the plot moves very, very quickly, and the characters, you know, face something new at every turn.
Well, time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can we buy this book?
Wiggle Room is available as a Kindle ebook and on print at Amazon as well. And it's actually available wherever books are sold. Any independent bookstore can get it. All they have to do is call the publisher or the book distributors. Many independent stores offer signed copies. I've got a buy it page on my website, www.dardennorth.com, and some easy links there to even get, like I said, signed copies.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Darden North, and he's the author of Wiggle Room. Darden, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you're an author or know an author, learn how you can help a publisher publish you by visiting helpapublisherpublishyou.com. Each month you receive a listing of publishers, small presses, and others who may be interested in publishing your work. This is a free service of The Author Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit www.theauthorshow.com. Fill out the form and we may be contacting you shortly. And if you're an author, don't forget to visit Book Marketing, the author's marketing powerhouse, at www.theauthorsmarketingpowerhouse.com. We look forward to seeing you here next time on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-955-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.